Stam without Hargosha. Chazanish talks about that in Simon Pei, Sivkot and Tezayin. How does it affect Vestas? Okay. Isamchina de lo hirgisha el de chayshina de ruia belo agosha korba davar lo mechshev ria le inyan kviyas veses. I like that. He thinks he's not sure. Why? What's the lumbus? Because the normal period is with agosha. We'll discuss later what agosha is, but whatever it is, the normal period is with agosha. And if there's no Hagasha, so it's not, doesn't count. That's what he says. So therefore, it will knock out of Vesas. Against the Chavos Das, who said no. We saw yesterday. Because the average situation you will see with Hagasha. With Hagasha. If you see without Hagasha, that's itself as a contradiction to a Vesas, which is normally with Hagasha. That's the case. If you didn't see, and you didn't check, so Mitzvah, we should say, that the Vest is Nekar, against yesterday's Chavos Das. Unless you say, there was Mitake and the Bedika Dafka, which he spoke about a little bit yesterday as well. Fine. Gentlemen, let's open to the Taz, here in Simon Kuf Pei Tes. If you don't mind, open to Shulchan Aruch with the Taz, Kuf Pei Tes. Siv Kotten Lamed Aleph towards the end. Here we go. Look inside, please, the Taz. He quotes a Rashba. The Rashba says that we are not worried about what we call Zman Sheroy Liros, which he could have seen. No, we're not worried about that at all. It's a diagram from Lashon of the Rashba. And the exact expression of the Rashba is, he says as follows: Zu shinsa alarachek va'an anu necho shema tekaref. Okay, so we're not worried about it. What happens? She didn't see it all. She didn't see it all. Then we are choshesh. Whoa. She didn't see it all. Then we are choshesh. So why is the Taz over here? End of Sivkot and Lamed Aleph. And they say that's the base. Yosef seems to hold that way as well. And the only time you consider to be what we call Mesulekes Damim is if three onos passed and you didn't see. Okay, that's what it says. So the, if you look in the Taz inside, please. If you don't mind, look inside the last paragraph from the Taz. Hilkon in bold letters. Kepir Shabbos Yosef Kenika de Maria Tur Befsika Sholosh Onos Davka. Allah Shemasha Kosavatur Achazeh Chos Veliros Nira de Neskayim and the Cholechad Kedino. Dahinu Peshin Sariyosa Tzarach Loma the Chos Veliros Kashir Haflogar Rishona. Shei Esrim, Tainim and Rias Lamedalit, that's the case he's talking about. The Mela Vikavesa Sarishan, Uvifsiko Legamre, Dai Bekach, Kol Ema Shetar Zoliros, Mikomakom Tokosh Yom Esrim, Shaliachrov, because once she saw once, go back to the beginning. That's a Ramban. Misha Ovu Yumeo Ibur, Vanoka Vitira Pamachas, Choseres Levesta, Afilu ain't a row of his man Vesta, Akan Lashona. The Koshkein Hocha, the name of Cain, the Logam Kanheim, Divir Rambam, Chiposik Shuranorch, Sof Simazer, the M. Cain, Tamal Shuranorch, Shakos of Khan, Gam, Bivsiko, Vachakach, quote, Chosro Liros Bioma Veses, To ain't Sorok Lazer, Kamoshakos Luasa, but Sofa Simon. It's a contradiction between Sif, Tes, Zion, where he says, only is the problem if what? Chazra liros biyoma veses, then you have to worry. But if she saw any other day, you don't have to worry. But at the end of the siman, it's talking about the muberes, any day you have to worry. Vesu, the kan mari ba flogas yomim, he evshali mati a floga, rak achash te rias. Okay, near it, the mashakun shokonorach, piyoma veses besof asif, ushalo bediktuk. It says that the Shulchan Aruch is incorrect. So what's the Taz, the end of Sivkotan, Lamed Aleph. What are you going to do? It's a big problem. So let's take a look in Siv Lamed Dalet, which is the opposite. It's a contradiction between Terzayin and Lamed Dalet. What does it say over here, Lamed Dalet? Arvu Yemei Iber Vahanaka, Chozvos Lochosh Deves Tanarishan. Okay. What's the source of this din? It's the Ramban in Hilchos Nida. So apparently it's like this. A mu'uberes and a menika musulek as damim because of their physical condition. Once that physical condition stops, any ri'ya, any day, whenever she sees, is enough to assume she goes back to her initial vesis. So she always saw a 22-day interval. So whenever she sees, she always saw, for our purpose, the 15th of the month. Whenever she sees, you have to worry about the 15th of the month. That's the luck when it comes to Muberes and Menika. Because the only thing we're preventing her was the physical state. And the physical state has changed. She's no longer a Muberes or a Menika. However, over here, on that Sif Tezayim, we're talking about a Mesulekes. I mean, something's changed. She got older, something changed. And when she sees again, after so many months she didn't see, it's a new Haskalah. And the only time we're worried about the initial Veses is if she sees on that same day. Not like the Taz, who says that every Mesulekes has the same status as the Muberes. This is not my Teretz. I'll show you the Torah, you can see it in two places. Sidrei Tara says it, and the Chavis, actually the Kudas HaKesef says it. You don't have to turn the page. Take a look. He has many questions against the Taz. He says, Shalom B'diktuk, Lo Dok, Tu B'diktuk Zach V'nimrots. Woo! Tekeva de Poskim, Beliros Shalosh Onos, Lo Chosev Vester Rishon, Lekomo, Acha Taz, Liros, B'yom HaVester Rishon, and Acha Tira Ria Achas, V'chakach ria beis liyom chav the same afloga. Os chodav v'eslo rishon l'mkomo chodava ve'enot zricha lachosh l'vesa chodesh v'eslo shad l'ves. He doesn't spell the other half. The other half is, oh, he said it before, the previous part of the Kudas HaKesef. He says no. He says there different. Lo dava l'kamon hasel lo neka v'esa l'vi me'ibur v'anaka. Any day, if the world about vloggers, adkan. So you have to get to the Sivrei Tara. It's right on the page. The Kudas HaKesef answers the Taz's kasha very nicely. Okay, keep that in mind, Rabosa. Oh, let's go further. Turn to the Shach Sivkotan Memhei. Let's read the Mechaber and then we turn to the Shach. What did the Mechaber say? Very tricky. Ein tzricha lachosh laflogos lamed beis shoy seruia liros ten yom samach dal liriyasa ken kosu marshal v'abach. We saw as a machlokos of huna reshuna papa. You count what we call the minyan haroi. No minyan haroi by flogos. So 32 and 32 is 64, but she didn't see in 32, so you don't have to worry about that. That's against the pashup shanda beis Yosef and the Taz. What's the pshat called to the shach? That which you're not choshesh is not because of akiras aveses or mesulekas damim. There's nothing to be choshesh for. we paskin, you never worry about zminyan haroi. Once you see, you have to worry about the original haflaga. Only neka three times. What are the taz in the Beis Yosef hold? They say, you didn't see three times? It's not nekar. Not nekar. The only time it's nekar that you see on a different day. But if you see on no day, it's not nekar. Remember that Rashi we had? Samach Dalam is the top Rashi? Along those lines. Along those lines. So you have to see nekar's damim. According to the Taz, once you see any day, you no longer have to see nekar's damim. According to Beis Yosef, only see on that day. Because it's different than Muberes and Menika, as we spoke about before. The Beis Yosef holds as follows. Look, Zman Haroi is a possibility. It's a possibility. In certain limited cases, we spoke about the Ramban had a case of Minyan Haroi. Remember, 20 and 20 is 40. We spoke about it earlier. So therefore, it's Yitochein and Minyan Haroi. If three times our flog appears, she's called him a Sulekas Damim. The Shach says, no. No. It's one long Akira. The vest is still theoretically there. There's just nowhere to start from. There's nowhere to start from. Oh. What about the other situation? She saw 20 days, and then she saw 20 days later, 40 days. So she said, instead of 20, she went to 40. According to the Beis Yosef and the Taz, that's not a new vestus. No vestus of 40. We consider it 20 and 20. She skipped a period. We spoke about it before. She skipped a period. According to the Shach and the Marashal, it's a new vest of 40. A vest Shana Kavua. Oh. So according to the Marashal and the Shach, her original vestus is still there. You know what Afkamina? You need not worry about owner baininess. We pass it. If you have a vestus, you don't have to worry about owner baininess. There's a big difference. Is the vestus gone? Or is it still there? According to the Shach, it's still there. You just have no starting point. You don't have to worry about owner baininess. According to the Taz and the Beis Yosef, presumably, you would have to worry about owner baininess. Interesting, the Chavos Da'as says, if you didn't see the day of your vestus, you do have to worry about owner baininess. Why? According to the Marashal, there's no afloga from this Zman Haroi. So you have to worry about owner baininess 30 days after the last year. Beis Yosef and the Taz say there's no din of owner baininess because you expect them to see on day 40. It all goes together. You look at the poskim, Hoba Hotalia. A year passes by. She sees nothing. That's the Marashal. Once you see, you have to worry about the 20th again. 20th of the month for the next time. Or if you see twice, a flog of 20. Because the original vessel was never neck, even though a whole year passed. It doesn't matter. Might not be Shizimusulekas Damim. Oh, the answer is you don't have to worry about a vessel's haflaga. Why? Because in other words, we're not going to say it's a vessel's she'ena kavua for 100 days. If three owners passed, we consider it to be basically gone, although it could be reenacted. She saw 100 days later, she don't have to worry about 100 days after that, because it's just too far in ancient history, more than 300, more than 90 days before. That's what the Marashal suggests. The Shach says, the fact that she's been selekas damim knocks out all the vestas. Nothing. No hafluga, no rear, no nothing. Zero. Zero. Nothing. All over. Says the Chavos Da'as, the Shach is mechamed to a Ramban. Take a look. Hilchos Nidah Ramban. Where are we? If Sigil Larosa Mishavar Le Yom Chof Ubotka Velorosa Shuv Enachoshesh Asliola Chos Liros Liros Choshesh Asli Yom Chof Meria Zu Shadayel O Nekar Avesis. So the Vesis is still there. never was nekar. But once it passed, you have no starting point. If sika har be gay gimalono, so vessels are also, yeah, shuvena choshesh as a vessels are rishon. Chazra liras besof chav, luria zu, oh, chazra a vessel komo, for your kielu ros of alkoya mel, a filu of sika shana, mishar shatira vetaz of atil yam chav, chazra vessel komo, shena vessels neck at shatishana also, gimel pomim, liyamim acherim. So that's presumably the Ramban Shita is what the Shach says. It's the Shach says over here. It's Sifkaten Mem Hey the Pshuto Mechave. Well. The Ramban, if you recall, the Pshat, as a Mefarish, but not as a Pesik, the Pshat and the Sugya Nav Samach Dalin versus Hafloga. There's no such thing as a chodesh. Period. If that's the case, b'pshuto, it's going to come out that you're talking about, the Ramban says, b'feirish, a minyan haroi, right? That's what Ramban said. If it's only logger, and you skip 20, you skip 30, you have to worry about, what worry? Starting from when? So Ramban is his famous piece. That is some limited case you have to worry about a minyan haroi to go back to the original vessels. That's the base. So it's from the Taz that worry about minyan haroi. According to the Ravid, Rabosai, the Ravid holds its vessels are chodesh. No. Minyan haroi, we never have to worry about it ever, ever, and ever. That's Pashup Shah. Oh. Is, in fact, there a raya to the base Yosef and the Taz from this Ramban in his original form? I thought the answer was yes. The Simla says no. I read you from the Simla. Yeah, this is a great sefer. There's a Simla, Rabosai, Sif Koton Lamed Dalet. Okay, Kuf Peites Lamed Dalet. Here we go. Ooh. Place. Different girsus we spoke about. We're still on the girsus of Rashi, which the Rabbanan girsus of Rashi. Finding it here. Oh. Tell us about the Ramban. Because the Sidrei Tara says that the Ramban holds a certain way. The Ramban she's missed 20. She now has, and she saw 40. So we're going to say it's not a new thing of 40, it's 20 and 20 unless she missed 20. That's after the fact. Fakert. There's no raya from the Ramban to Beis Yosef and the Taz. No, only after the fact. But not before the fact. There's an important nakuda. Simla, Sifkot Lamed Dalet, end of paragraph, the Ramaskal Hatur, the second paragraph in this piece. Okay, so we have to discuss a few more things about this discussion. Fine. I want to open the Sefer Kreis you place. Where was the... What Sifkot was the one you showed me yesterday? You remember which one it was?
It is on there, by the way.
What?
It's under Crazy Place.
It's on Byline.
Oh, it's here?
Yeah.
Oh. My. Where?
Tur Shulchan Aruch.
Farshim Shulchan
Aruch. Yeah, down a little.
Tur Shulchan Aruch. Farshim. On the cuff? Crazy. Oh.
Crazy.
Were we? Coupe Dalet Tess?
Yeah, so it says Place.
Ferris is wrong.
Place of Little Sneeder.
Test.
We read this yesterday. Was Sif Cotton test too? Sif test, I don't know. We have it here, you can look it up. Word it up. like also to see things inside.
It was Yod.
Yod.
And like third of the way through.
Okay. Further down?
No, more
past. Past the ray?
It's one more, that one.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, Shem Teva Chimud V'Chimu Matashmish Lahazel Dam. Tavuli Nasei. Tzvich L'Chteshem Shem Nekiyim. We'll get to that later. It's called Dam Chimud. Shem Achmas Chimud. If a Chimud of the anticipation of marriage is enough to prompt blood, Kavachom Matashmish proper. Ken Tzvile B'Yisha B'Yalma Shloshim Shem Ain a lulu the dam versus the vest the rabbanon. Feel over vest lo machas lekin lo the roa. Ma shegin im to shamish tavel the vest lo machas chimen tashmish. Who gam came b'lav ochis man mugbul the ria terribly suffic. L'chein yesh asara lifrosh. This is his version. We saw yesterday three different versions of this. Good. Okay, that's very good. I'm glad we have it. Let's turn over here to Kuf Pei Tes. Bit of a complication, gentlemen, in the following situation. I guess we should really, I like to have to look inside. Look at the Divrei Chamudos Os Chav Zayin. That was on the Ma'amar Komos. We'll see it there. And then we'll maybe see it again in the Shach. The quotes. Please open the Divrei Chamudos, Rebbe Osai. Os Chav Zayin. We're trying to figure out some of the intricacies of Vestas. Now we're just going slowly. And when it gets complicated, we'll often repeat ourselves. Mishnah next week we'll have to repeat where we say today. But let's first look inside. Divrei Chamudos, please look inside. Os Chav Zayin. From Perek Tes, part 2, after Kalai Begodim. Okay, so what did the Rosh say? Look what the Rosh says. According to the Brisa, Samach Dalet. It's the top of page Nun Beis in my edition. Yeh Yom Esrim V'lo Rosa V'lo Shloshim V'lo Rosa Yom Chaf V'Rosa. That's the case. Huta Yom Shloshim V'Nesi Yom Esrim. Why Shloshim Mutter? Because even though it was established twice, it goes out with once. That's exactly the right to our Papa. According to Gersh Rashi, it's self-explanatory. It says it, Chamunas Chav Zayim. Toika mina la rosa ba pam shlishes ken de mukha ba braisa ken pirish rashi avalosh na tur fun de acha shin sa pam o pam ayam yom lamed rosa la sof estrim khazar vesa shel estrim komo fu huta lamed mashma she sovet lav davka shel rosa be lamed hashlishi and it passed we see nothing. Interesting thing. I would have said it is an Akira. If I see 20 instead of 30, that itself is an Akira. He's saying, no, this is the famous fight, Rabbi Osai. World famous fight. Is a hafloga ktsara okeres aruka. Will the shorter hafloga knock out a longer one? A longer one zicha knocks out a shorter one. Because the day passed, you didn't see. Will the shorter knock out a longer? He's assuming the answer is no. The shach says the answer is yes. And I used to say no for many years. But I told you, it's a reconsideration. I think the shach is correct. But it's going to take a while till we try to bring in my rias to this nakud. Okay. It's against the base mayor and the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe and all those stuff. I always thought they were 100% right. based on the Shinas of Rishonim. It's a question of diyukim, text analysis, textual analysis. We have to see. Today we're not going to have a chance to relook inside. Next week we'll look inside and send this Lashon of the Ramban and the Rosh and the Ravid and see what how to figure this. It's a very important child, very, very important child. Let's go on. V'nirali tishmizeh siyul adivri haramozal v'mashapir shloshon haramban shebetur v'nichoshesh azavesas hachodesh v'aflogos. Tell us, Shonash Ramban, the Olam Choseshes Leveses Hachodesh Vaflaga Achetikvah Echad Meyam Gimel Pomim Kedino. Ketza. This is tricky. Ross Abi Echad Venisin Vachofbo Choseshes Li Aleph Beiyam Ne Rosh Chodesh Nisin. Rabbi also says Ramban after the Tshuva. After Ramban, even though he didn't want to hold from Chodesh at all, but he did Tshuva. I mean, if I use that as a little bit facetiously. He was afraid to go against the Ravid. Even though he said that plea me many this das this gover, but at the end of the day, he folded. And this halachas is based upon Ravid sheet, not his own sheet in the chidush. It's important to understand that. He didn't back out. He still thinks he's right, but lemaisa is not willing to take a chance. That's the Ramban's position. You often find that in Ramban. Fine. Vim lo rosa choseshes letesbo l'shir afloga shalchof. Right. 20 plus 20 is 40. The 40th day after Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Tessir. Rasa Tesbo. Oh, Shelo Rasa. Whether you saw on the 9th day or not on the 9th day of Iyar. Choshesh is Lechav B'Iyar. Shem B'Meh Chodesh. Tikva Veses. Sherei Rasa B'Esen B'Nisan. It's a Chiddush Nifla. The fact that you see on the 9th day of Iyar will not prevent you from worrying about the 20th day of the year 11 days later. Because you saw the 20th day of Nisan. That's the Chiddush of the Ramban. Chodesh is Chodesh. We don't care what you, when you saw last. Chodesh is a Chodesh. V'cheini Chodesh is a Shneim. Asher tikva ves afloga b'dalad rias. Against what he said is Chiddush of the Gimel Rias. Remember? He's going back to the conventional wisdom. Oh, ves Chodesh b'gimel. Oh, Asher teyoker ha'echad be'akiris pamachas adkan. V'nislamed ha'beis Yosef ha'arbe be'pirish dvorim ha'lolo. V'dikdik. V'mashlo hiskir v'gabei Rosh Chodesh iyo. Elo shelo ro'asa. Keep one hand over here. One hand go a few lines up. What did he say over here? Look what he said. Gives you the lashon of the Ramban. V'im lo ro'asa. Choshesh as the tesbo. D'muchach mina. Shimrosabo, Shuv Lochash, Loyan Choshim the Tesbo, Shekfonases, Akira Seria Rishona, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Somebody says. I think it's 100% right. If you see a Rosh Chodesh here, what do you have to worry about tests for? What tests? Vlogger from the last one. From Aleph Nisan to Chof Nisan to Tess here. But you're still in the middle. You have to press the restart button for all our vloggers. I thought Rav Yosef Karo, Emes for Tarasso Emes. That's what I thought. It's a Beduik and Lashon of the Ramban. He only says Lora also. Well, Hey Shevel Ramozal, Padak and Moshe Shalom, I think it's Sivkot and Zayim. Ein Dvarav Nirim, Chodo, Diyoma Lekamon B'Samuch, V'chein Choshesh Lashon Shneim, Asher Tikva, Shema Mino, Kodesh Tikva, Echot Gimel Pomim, Choshesh as the Shneim. I agree with Shneim, but yeah, where's your starting point? That's why I'm arguing with the Ramah. Of course you have to worry about that flogger, but that flogger only from the last Riyah, not once you saw something in between. V'yod the Koma B'Samech Rosa Tesbo O Lo Rosa Shmamina Afal Gav She Rosa Beis Pama Flogger Schof Afilu Achi Choshesh as Nimei HaChodesh. That's true. Utzricha Lachosh Lechav v'iyar, that's true. V'adin bekan, afa pisha rosa be'alaf v'iyar, afilachit tzricha lachash lechav v'amashem yosa b'chav b'nisan. You have to worry about a vest. A chodesh, says the Ramah. A chodesh, you have to always worry, irrespective of whether you saw or didn't see. That's the Ramah's kasha, not a flugger. What about vest? A chodesh. So the question becomes, why the Ramban say, Lo rosa bi echad bi iyar. Right, it's right in front of you. Look inside. If you don't have, wait, you all have a Gemara. Lo rosa, look inside. He quotes over here. Lo rosa. Why did he say lo rosa if the din is true? Even if rosa. Look inside, please. In the middle of Katan Chav Zayin. The Vim lo rosa chol shesh of the tesbo. The Shia Flaga Shel Chav. Rosa betes. So what's the Ramah saying over here? Again, I'm reading the Ramah one more time. This is a quote of the Ramah verbatim from Dak Emosha. He says, Hu adin mekan, afa pisha rosa be'alaf be'ir. Now the Ramah has the Ramban expression, gentlemen. Let's chazer again. He says, Im lo rosa, if you didn't see on Rosh Chodesh ear, then what? Choshesh es the tespo, l'shir afloga shel chof. Says the Ramah, Afa bisha rosa bi alaf ear, afi lohachi tzvicha lochosh le chof bo. Maskim, but not le tespo. Mishum de riyasa le chof nisam. Fodin okat lo rosa bi echad bi ear, nili revusa kama. The afa gav the neck of vesas shavosh chodesh. Because he didn't see him as chodesh ear. Mikoma gom tzvicha lochosh le sheni kolz manch lo neka pamachas. The Kitza Nimritz is a big machloek. I can't read you the whole long Divrei Chamudis. It's open to the Kitza, a little bit short in the Shach, gentlemen. Sivkot and Mem. Please give a look. Please give a look. Shach, Sivkot and Mem. The Beis Yosef Yudalit. What does he say over here? He says, "Hoyser regila liros yom esrim v'shin tzal yom shloshim zev v'zasurim." Shin yom esrim liriyat shloshim asurim mishum v'esterishim. Dim lo v'tira b'ochoshesh yom shloshim shin tzal pamayim yom shloshim zev v'zasurim. It's a brisa. Shin tzal shosh pamayim yom shloshim huto yom esrim v'nes yom shloshim. It's a mishnah. Dim li achash shin tzal pamo pamayim. Liom Shloshim. Rosa Lesof Esrim. Chaza Vestachel Esrim Limkomo. Vuta Shloshim. Yeah, Avada. Avada. Okay? Let's take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the Shach Mem. Liacha Sheshinsa Chaza Vestachel Limkomo. Sheafa Pisha Sholosh Pomim. Lo Rosa Biom Esrim. Hey, Esrim should be gone. No! Lo Neka Yom Esrim. Mr. Rashi says. Kevin Shlorosa Yom Shloshim in that month. Shem Isha Medalegas Veses Echad Pamayim Visholosh Pamim Veneroa Bain Time at all is Manacher. Then, what's Nunhe? Then, it's Manechad, it says. Chopechozeres Lirs is Manaveses. Lenekarabes, who says so? Harosh Perksesim and Gimel. Chen Masha Beshats for Rashi. Vechen Pirshua Drisha. Vabach kutzachad deriatur, right? This we know this. Uvemadane melech means the bechamunus chav zayin kosav. That tur sover the lav dafka b'shalor roasa b'shloshim hashlishi. Ella shadayin lo igia. Afilu hachi kol shechazu v'roasa li esrim. Chazu the kviyus arishon. Ve'ena chol sheshes l'shloshim. V'af al pish lo neker adayin. Ayadei shelo rosa bo, afilu hachi, ze sherosa bi esrim, shuyom kviyus arishon, machshiv lo lakira, shel shtei riyos to shloshim. It's going to be an akira, even though she didn't get to the point of 30, that 30 is still gone. U'pirish that sarachim. We said the pirish is not the din of sarachim, the pirish is sarachim. The Kitza, I can't read the whole Shachi. It's a long story. The Plesish, I want to, since we have the Plesish, there's a little bit over here. He quotes over here the Madani Melech. Dvorim pshutim. Lo igia adayin yom lamed. Vimkein adayin lo okar l'riyat shloshim. Vimikomikom. Keva shechozo v'rosa l'kipichov kikviyusa. Huto yom lamed. Ho v'chozo v'rosa l'kviyus harishin. En echoshesh l'yom lamed. Din ze emes. true. The shachna is a din ezeres. No, he didn't mean the din is, that's just on the side. The pirish at tzarachin, somebody says, doesn't mean the din is tzarachin, the pirish is tzarachin. Os nun vav on the side. It's over here. Afsha din emes, mikomagam kosher lefarash ken betur, shapirish ken esab raisa. And the pshat of the braisa is more like the way Rashi and the Rosh said. Not the way the Madani and Melech explained. The marriage of Avru Rak Beis Pamim Chof Shel Rasa Uviyom Chof Ashlishi Rasa. For Ravu Sahu Shadei Rias Chof Hutalavin. The Kitzer, it's a bit of a complicated story. I can't read the whole thing. The different Gersos. Can't go into all the Gersos right now. Shach asks. Hold on. Be too complicated. Baruch Hashem Shinchani B'Derech Emes Ki Or Sefer Ramban Yogonus. But they didn't have the Ramban before. So Achloma Kamoshka Safti Liel Af Shakdima Mikomakom Ein Kan Akir Baflogo. That's the ruin of the Ramban. The Kitzur Nimrus is suggesting that a Hafloga Katsura does not knock out a Hafloga Aruka, which is the, again, it was is the prevailing wisdom. I thought that way for a long time, and now I'm not exactly sure it's true. We'll count it a little bit later on. Very nice. So a Katsura would not knock out an Aruka. That's if it's once. What about three times? So not look, you know, we rarely have us in real life. Most cases that we deal with is the Ves Shena Kavua, and then she saw, let's say, a flog of 33 days. Now she sees 31 days. Must she worry about 33 anymore? The Shach says no. One in, one out. Even though it's shorter. And the place, he says, no. The Ramban says, you have to worry about it. We'll see later if the Ramban really holds the way or not. We'll have to come to that. That's if it's a, what do we say to use your parlance, guys? One and done. We say that when it comes to a Vesis, one and done. That even if the next month is a shorter Aflaga, the longer Aflaga is one and done according to the Shach. It's not one and done according to the place. If it's longer, it's one and done for sure. What about three and three? We saw the Mishnah says, if it's three, you need three to knock it out. What about three shorters? She had a Vesis Kavua, 35, 35, 35 intervals. Now she sees a new Vesis Kavua. 33, 33, 33. Is 35 still there? You can say Semachleikas. Semachleikas, right? Either Ketzorah is Okeres Aruka or Ketzorah is not Okeres Aruka. You could say it's Semachleikas. Or you could say no. Here for sure it's Okeres Aruka. Hamikre lo Yasmin. We saw this yesterday. She's three times in a row 33. So 35 has to be history. That's what some suggest. Okay, so everyone might agree with that. Not everyone agrees with that, but some say that. Some say that. Oh. Mm-hmm. Now, we should really look at the Torah, gentlemen. Does anyone have a Torah in front of you? Should I put it on the screen? Or you'll have the Torah? Everyone has a Torah? Let's read the Torah together. I mean, we saw it according to Devech Hamudas, but it's a Chazara. Let's see it again. Let's start with the Echad Benisan. That's a good place to start, right? That's the beginning of the calendar. Comes from the Ramban. Where is it in the Torah? Oh, come on. What page is it on? Oh, come on. Here we go. Page Nun Dal in this print. Loshen Ramban. Thank you. He quotes the Ramban. Let's take a look. Harol Yom Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Choshesh to Rosh Chodesh Ir, Rosabo Choshesh is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Rosabo, Hukla Vesta, Rosh Chodeshim. Lo Rosab Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Neka Vesta Shav Rosh Chodesh, Vechoshesh is the Shani B'Sivan, which is Afloga. After the Tira, particular Vesta Afloga, Bishlosh of Yakul Chodesh, because it's in months or 29, 30, etc. Shariah's Chodesh Nisan, Vechidish Shagos Afloga, Livia's Shani B'Sivan, 30 days. Shanisan Molev Yachoser. Right? You don't have to worry about these things until you have to. Ketzad, here we go. Rosa b'echad b'nisan v'esrim bo. This is exactly what the din we keep talking about. She saw on day 1 and day 20 of Nisan. Chosheshes b'echad b'ir b'neresh chodesh Nisan. Fine. V'imlo rosa, she didn't see on what? On Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Chosheshes the Tishabo. The Shir Afloga Shal Esrim. Fine. Rosa Betishaba Ojalora. So either way. Choshesh is Esrim Be'ir. Shemi Mea Chodesh Tikva Veses. Shemi Rosa Be'esim Nisan. Fekachi Choshesh is the Shneim. Acha Tikva Veses Afloga Be'arba Rias. O Vesa Chodesh Be'Sholosh. Acha Te'ekar Ha'echod Akir Pamachas. This is a direct quote of the Ramban. Oh, the Ramban. Oh. Now, when it came to the Afloga, he said, Lo Rasa. So the Beis Yosef explains like this. You get the impression from the Ramban clearly, in the Torah, if she saw in Rosh Chodesh Iyar, you're not worried about the ninth day of Iyar. Why? The Beis Yosef has his own pshat. If she saw Rosh Chodesh Nisan and she saw Rosh Chodesh Iyar, we can disregard the 20th day of Nisan as what's called Damim Yaseirim. That's it. Chof, he suggests, is Batal Legamri. Our pshat is, I thought, the simplest pshat of all, the Shach. Please turn to the Shach. Here's the punchline. I know it's Sivkot and Laman Alf. This is my, I'm a Shach man, gentlemen. The Shach to me is Emes Lamita. A distinction between Chodesh and Afloga. It's so poshut. Look at the Shach, Sivkot and Laman Alf. Rosa, B'yechad, B'yir, Rosa, Lo Rosa, V'tur, B'shem Ramban, Isa, V'yim Lo Rosa, Choshesh, as the Tespo. How can the Ramo, Ed, something which is not in the original Torah and Ramban? Again, read the Ramah over here. Reading the Ramah. Everyone have the Ramah in front of you? Rosa b'yechad b'ir. Olo rosa bo. Either way, Choshesh is a test ear. No. Shu yom eshem ir'ias yom chaf cherosa. No. She saw Rosh Chodesh in the middle. How can I have a flogger with something in the middle? How can it be? Mash for the hedge of me, the kosim lo rosa v'yachaka kosim rosa b'tes bo. Olo rosa. Timrosi Rosh Chodesh Iyar Eino Choshesh the Tespo. As after Beis Yosef understood it. For Rav the Tamei Ozik of Zakei Moshe Os Aleph Duadin Rasa Kedim Besamach. So why did he say Lo Rasa? Unbelievable. Ali Ravusa Kama the Afal Gav the Neck of Vesta Rosh Chodesh Mikoma Gom Tzricha Lochosh L'Sheni calls Man Shalom Neka. No. The Madani Melech quotes it of Chazayim Lo Kabach Shekosav Sheulai Roa Harav kach kosav b'dischos shom v'tur. End quote. Avo be'emes niri ikar. Dim rosa b'yechad b'ir ein tzricha lochosh l'tesbo. Shefzika b'riyosa b'en tayim. V'yein kan aflogas etshim yom. El aflogas yud beiz yom. V'shinsa aflogas al yud beiz yom. V'ein tzricha lochosh al aflogas yud beiz yom eriya zu d'yechad b'ir. Which would be the 12th day of year. Ukilamon Sif Yudalin. Vechoshesh is not in the Esrim Be'ir, Shavesta Chodesh. Uliachat Besibin, Mishim Rosh Chodesh Ir. Avalavesta Chodesh, Choshesh is Ben Ross, and Mikodem Olo Ross, Kosh, Loshin, Savesta Shal Chodesh, can cause the Beprisha, cause of Abach, and this, I hold this Emes Lamit. The Shach is the simplest trout of all. It's so push it. The Shach is so right. That's what I would have said. So right. And what can I say? Take a look at the Taz. The Taz, I don't think is right, but we gotta give him equal time. Sivkot Yud Ches. Quotes the Torah, Kotze Beis Yosef. Shimrosa Barosh Chodesh Irin Tzvich Alochs Betesba. 100% right. Vatam. What's the reason? Sheilu Chazal Liros Barosh Chodesh Ir. Hayin Omer Shariah Rishona Shimrosa Barosh Chodesh Nisan. He Iker. Uriah Shnia Shbeshnebel. He told Sefes Domen. That's what Yosef Kara says. The Shach is a better pshat. It's not a flog if there's something in between. Okay, he doesn't seem to hold that way. Hilkach. Enoch Osheshes Lo Lates Ir. Lord Esrimbo, I will hashish Laros of Rosh Chodesh. Iyar, Igloi Milsa the Ria, the Esrim Benison, he Iker, the Chosheshes, Lites, the Chof, the Iyar, the Dake Moshe Cholagola, Kosov, let's repeat. But the Kosov is Samach, the Tosheshes, the Stein, Asher Tikva, the Chule, Shmamino, Shakodem, Shetikva, Vesis, Echel, the Shlosh Pomim, Chosheshes, the Stein, the Yod, the Kama Samach, Ross, the Tespo, the Chule, Shmamino afal gav to Ross or stay pummel and aflogos estrin. I feel like a hoshesh of Zimea Chodesh, Utsvich alochos lechef, beer, who I didn't can. Afal pisha Ross of Yechel beer, Tsvich alochos a tesbo, Mashavias estrin benison. No, the shock is right. Aflog is not the same as Chodesh. No one wants to listen to me. Not the Taz, not the Ramo, not the Beis Yosef. I thought the shock is right. Father Nok and Loros of Yechel beer, nearly the Revusa come up. I forgot the neck of Vesel Shavu Shchodesh Nisan. The Komakon Sricha Lachos Lasheni calls Mashal Neck of Hamas Akel. V'chei Nira Liikar says the Taz. Like the Ramo, believe it or not. V'yafigia Kan Ramo Rasa Olor Rasa. Tlobasinu B'Shemakom the Ria Sharoa B'Shinu Zman Takar Achashas Shahoy Oleh Tchila calls Man She'ain Lashinu Kvius Kedin Shalo B'Shalosh Pamo Rabba Pamim. Again, the pechila, the shach is right. Vesu, otum tiragam rosh chodesh ir to tespo v'chov chespo gam kelo tikba veses laflogas esrim mirias esrim benisan zevare shakova veses kevin she sholosh aflogas shavus. What? Below ich paslan v'masher rosa gam rosh chodesh ir. What? The taz is beferish. He's against the shach. The Shach said, you can't call out floggers. Something's in between. The Shach says, I don't care it's in between. Im Kain. This is wrong. But Im Kain, if it's right, Hech Natan Mikoch Rias Rosh Chodesh Yir Shalot Amash Tuchat. Of course he's right. If he's right, then he's right. The whole thing is wrong to begin with.
Rabbi Nishalot. Isn't this from the Rabbit also?
Who?
Rabbit.
Like the Taz?
The Rabbit says that if she sees every 15 days,
right,
she's Kovei Vesas for every 30 days. Because the Ria 15 days in the middle was during Yemei Ziva, so it's Kilo Eino. So that should be a Ria.
That's true. That's a Tosis talks about that elsewhere. But that's only if you're going with Midida and Ziva. We all know Halacha Lamaisa. We no longer go with Midida and Ziva. That's the Ramban. It's a disregard. So that's you're right in theory, but Lamaisa it can't be.
The Shach himself says Yatzi Machra.
Ah, here's the thing. If the Shach says we have to we worry about Nida and Ziva, so he should pass like the Taz Vilab Mitameh. That's a good question. I don't know. That's a good question. Gotta think about it. Gotta think about that. I don't know. Don't know. Gentlemen, look at Kitzer Piskei Arosh. Okay, please. Kitzer Piskei Harosh. Your question is good. Think about it. You give me an answer. What's tomorrow's Thursday? Okay. Chumash, or you want something else? I'll give you a chance. Let's get a small crowd. If you want a different topic, you'll let me know. All right, you'll put out a feeler and you'll let me know by email tonight. If you want a different topic, I'm happy to talk about a different topic. I can talk about Hanukkah if you want. I can talk about some of the hot issues of the day if you want. You know, whatever you want. It's optional. Everyone wants to come, can come. No one's required to come. Take a look at both sides. Kitzer Piskei Rosh, Simon Base. Again, but by next week, we have to be clawing this. You have a terrorist by next Sunday. Okay, I'd like to know. Okay. Simon Base. Im hoise regila liras lalamad yom. Vishin says vestal virosal lachof yom. Shagia lam chof. Tifrash mi baila. Okay. This is a flogos. The Chayshina and Shema wrote so Lashanas as Vesta Shoyal Lamed the Kvaros of the Chof. Okay. V'lo ros al yom chaf k'shiyom lamed ahayinu aras odasar yomim le'acha yom esrim osifosh mi baila shtel vesta kavula 30. V'im ros al yom chaf k'shiyagi al yom chaf me'osari tifrosh again vesta shena kavula v'im lo ros watch this now tifrosh liyom lamed dahayinu od yud yomim le'acha chaf Rosal Yom Chaf, Tainu Pam Shlishit Shirosal Yom Chaf, Beata Vahola, Eina Tzricha Lochash Yom Lamed, Kishakovala Vesas Yom Chaf, for Okra Vesas Shalamed Yom, Ki Ein Vesas Neka Venikbala Vigil Pomim, Avachoshesh Lafil Pamachas. What does he say? A Vesas Kitsara Kavua is Oker, a Vesas Arukavua. It's Klor, right? 20, for both sides. In the Gemara itself, what happens is the other way around, right? 30 knocks out 20. In this case, 20 knocks out 30. Klar, the Vesas Katsara Gimel Pamim knocks out a Vesas Aruka Gimel Pamim. Right? That's what it says. That's what it says. So the Medayik from the Lashon of the Rosh, that only in this case, but a Vesas She'ena kavua katsara would not knock out a veses she'ena kavua aruka, which is how the Beis Meir. Do we have Beis Meir on a bar line? Let me know. Beis Meir and the crazy place Yud Ches and Sidrei Tara all learn that way. That's the conventional wisdom that a katsara does not knock out an aruka against the shach. Do you have base mayor? No base mayor? Okay. So we have to try to figure this one out. You should look in the Mishmeres HaBayis, it's clear that, like the Rosh, the Ves Kavua Ktsara knocks out a Ves Kavua Aruka. Okay? We have to get to the again, it's so hard to make the yukim. Shulchan Aruch HaRav we do have, right? Let me show you there. And this is our last thing for today. I have to stop in a few minutes to just get a taste. Shulchan Aruch HaRav is here. Where is he? Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Yoredeya, where are we? Hilchas Nida, Kuf Peites. Oof. What? Whoa! Here we go. This is the 1 second. Not so clear over here. Are there links? Is this? No. Is it after Nirav? You have to look in the Sif Nun Ches, Sif Kot Nun Ches. It's not clear. Bekitzer, he says that 30 days would not be necessarily Nekah by 20 days, but still. You don't have to worry about 30 days. If you see 30, then it goes back. Even his grandson, the Tzemach Tzedek, not necessarily happy with this psak. So this issue, Rabosai, whether Katsara knocks out an Aruka, may in fact depend on the different Girsos. Three different Girsos. That's what the crazy place he says. So Mitzvah Hashem, on Sunday, if you have a chance, we'll try to go through the place a little bit, and I'm going to try to explain to you why I think that the diyukim, there are diyukim. I can see the point. There are diyukim that say that a katsara would not knock out an aruka, especially by ena kavua. But my view, it's not so. The Shach is correct. The Tzora knocks out Aruka. And the yukim, the inferences that are being made in the Lashon of the Ramban and the Rosh, to the contrary, not necessarily compelling. The Rivet, it's one of those things, a moving target. It's a Madura Kama and a Madura Basra. And things change. The one who pointed this out to me is great. It's this beautiful edition of Bnei Brak. He has all the changes. And Lemaisa, I think we have a right to be making the Shabbat, which is a very, very common Shaila. So Mishnah on Sunday, we'll begin to discuss this in some greater depth.
Rocky Moshe didn't learn.